From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuku Kusmawati. Let's begin with the national news. Professor of Psychology at the University of Pajajaran, Yuka Rosyati Siregar, said that family has an important role in strengthening mental toughness of each member in the face of COVID-19 pandemic. According to Professor Yuka, solid families can take care of each other and understand each other through healthy communication. Families can also encourage and seek ways and strategies to deal with this difficult time. Professor Siregar added that the family members play a major role in building a generation that is smart, optimistic, adaptive, and responsible, as well as skilled in social and technology. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has said that Pondok Gede Haji Dormitory Emergency Hospital in East Jakarta is ready to receive COVID-19 patients. He said the emergency hospital is equipped with the domestically made medical equipment. The minister explained that PT Pertamina Bina Medica, a subsidiary of PT Pertamina in health service, works jointly with the Jakarta Haji Dormitory Management to use the Haji Dormitory as a COVID-19 special hospital. The emergency hospital would be operated under the management of Pertamina Jaya Hospital, hence it is called as RSPG extension for COVID-19. Operational Director of Jakarta-owned bus operator PT Transjakarta, Prasetya Budi, has announced that passengers of the city bus are obliged to present a worker registration document, or STRP, starting today, Monday. The city administration previously demanded essential and critical sector employees who are still working in offices to pocket STRP during the implementation of the Emergency State of the Public Activity Restrictions, or PPKM, which takes effect from July 3rd until 20th, 2021. The mandatory document for mass transport users is regulated in the circular letter of the Transportation Ministry No. 49 of 2021 on the amendment of the Ministry's Decree No. 43 of 2021 on the guidelines for domestic travel by land transport amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's move on to the international news. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will urge cautions on Monday as he is expected to confirm plans to remove nearly all remaining COVID-19 restrictions in England from July 19, despite a surge of cases to level unseen for months. Earlier this week, Prime Minister Johnson set out proposals to eliminate rules on mask wearing and social contact, and the instructions to work from home on what he has called a one-way road to freedom. He is going to announce his final decision at the news conference on Monday. Australia's largest city, Sydney, is bracing for a prolonged COVID-19 lockdown as officials warn new daily cases are likely to top 100 on Monday amid the fast-growing outbreak of the Delta virus variant. New infections have been rising daily despite the city, home to a fifth of Australia's 25 million people, entering lockdown more than 2 weeks ago. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian on Sunday flagged the expectation the lockdown would be extended beyond the planned end date of July 16, warning the situation would worsen before getting better. Lockdown measures were toughened over the weekend, restricting residents to within 10 kilometers or 6 miles of home for exercise, Outdoors gathering have been limited to 2 people, and only 1 person in a household can leave the home each day to buy essentials. South Korea's reported 1,100 new coronavirus cases for July 11. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency, KDCA, said on Monday, as the country's toughest anti-COVID curbs take effect in Seoul in an attempt to quell its worst ever outbreak. The number was the highest ever recorded on Sunday. KDCA data showed tough below 3 consecutive days of peaks leading up to 1,378 on Friday. Starting Monday, the government has imposed the strictest level of social distancing in Seoul and neighboring areas for the first time, including a ban on gatherings of more than 2 people after 6 p.m. South Africa extended tight COVID-19 rules on Sunday for another 14 days, maintaining restrictions that include a ban on gatherings, a curfew from 9 p.m. to 4 p.m., and a prohibition on the sales of alcohol. The country, the worst hit of the African continent in terms of recorded cases and death, is in the grip of the third wave of infection driven by the more infectious Delta coronavirus variant. This was said by President Cyril Ramaphosa in a televised address to the nation. On Sunday, he said the cabinet had decided to maintain adjusted alert level 4 for another 14 days, although restaurants would be able to serve food on their premises, again subject to strict health protocols. Gyms would also be allowed to reopen under certain conditions. Ramaphosa added that the government advisory committee was working on how soon to bring Sinovac's coronavac vaccine into the COVID-19 immunization program. That was the news.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
World Bank in the World Bank Country Classification by Income Level 2021-2022 reports that Indonesia is back to a lower middle income country category after being included in the upper middle income country category in 2019. Indonesia's per capita income fell from $4,050 in 2019 to $3,870 in 2020. According to the head of the Fiscal Policy Agency of the Ministry of Finance, Febrio Kacaribu, the health crisis has had a profound impact on social life and global economic activity. The COVID-19 pandemic has brought about negative economic growth in almost all countries, including Indonesia. That's why the decline in Indonesia is an unavoidable consequence. Then, what is the government doing to boost the economy? Amid the pressures of the COVID-19 pandemic, the government continues to consistently roll out policies that are focused on efforts to deal with it by strengthening social protection, supporting the business world, including establishing the National Economic Recovery Program. Through hard work, the state revenue and expenditure budget and the program, many great benefits have been felt by the community. The National Economic Recovery Social Protection Program is claimed to be effective in maintaining the consumption of the poorest community groups amid the pandemic. The poverty rate could be controlled to 10.19% in September 2020. Without the National Economic Recovery Program, the World Bank estimates that Indonesia's poverty rate in 2020 could reach 11.8%. This means that the program in 2020 was able to save more than 5 million people from poverty. Furthermore, it is also the engine of economic recovery so that it was able to create 2.61 million new jobs in the period September 2020 to February 2021. Until now, the pandemic is still ongoing. However, the government continues to work hard and never gives up facing this condition. The increase in daily COVID-19 cases since the end of June was responded quickly with tighter activity restrictions. Acceleration of vaccines, strengthening 3Ts or testing, tracing, and treatment, discipline of health protocols, and provision of social protection will continue to be carried out. Hopefully, the various steps taken by the government to tightly control the pandemic and to recover the economy will raise Indonesia's status back to the category of upper middle income country. For the record, the classification is usually made by a financial institution or an international donor agency to consider financial assistance facilities for each country.
Today, the story starts with the event on July 12, 1947, on the termination of the National Cooperative Day. Cooperative is an economic institution that is very appropriate in Indonesia because of its social and familial nature. Cooperative was introduced in Indonesia by a civil servant, Patih R. Arya Wiryatmaja, in Purwokerto, Central Java, in 1896. He founded a credit cooperative with the aim of helping his people who were in debt with money lenders. The cooperative grew rapidly and was eventually imitated by Budi Utomo and the Islamic Trade Union. In 1942, Japan occupied Indonesia. Then Japan established a Kumiai cooperative. At the beginning, this cooperative was running well, but its function changed drastically and became a Japanese tool to take advantage and make the people poor. After Indonesia's independence on July 12, 1947, the cooperative movement in Indonesia held the first cooperative congress in Tasikmalaya, West Java. This was initiated by Muhammad Hatta. The congress established July 12 as Cooperative Day and established the People's Cooperative Organization Center based in Tasikmalaya. Next event was in 1975 when the National Monument was officially opened to the public. The National Monument, or popularly called MONAS, is a 132-meter memorial monument height. It was built to commemorate the resistance and struggle of the Indonesian people to seize independence from the Dutch East Indies colonial government. The construction of the monument began on August 17, 1961, under the orders of President Sukarno, and was opened to the public on July 12, 1975. The monument was crowned with flames covered with gold sheets, symbolizing the fiery spirit of struggle. The National Monument is located right in the middle of Medan Merdeka Square, Central Jakarta. This monument and museum is open daily to the public except Mondays. The last event of July 12th was in 1990, about the beginning of the collapse of the Soviet Union. On July 12, 1990, Boris Yeltsin chose to step down from Soviet Union Communist Party. The resignation of Yeltsin was catastrophic, because after he resigned, the destruction of the superpower began. Yeltsin's initial resignation from the Communist Party was due to the re-election of Mikhail Gorbachev as leader of the party, who in fact directly led the Soviet Union. During that period, the reascension of Gorbachev was not only opposed by Yeltsin, but criticism also came from sympathizers of the Communist Party line. The criticism of the Communist Party cadres and Yeltsin of Gorbachev was different. Yeltsin wanted total democracy and changed the communist system in the Soviets to a multi-party system, while hardline sympathizers rejected Gorbachev because of his poor political and economic policies. Seeing the barrage of attacks, Gorbachev finally chose to resign from his post. In December 1990, Gorbachev officially left the chair of president. Immediately after the announcement of his resignation, the Soviet Union was officially dissolved. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, Boris Yeltsin was elected the first president of Russia and ruled from 10th of July 1991 to 31st of December 1999. And listener, that's today in history.
Ku harap kau mengerti. Mengapa ku tak pernah berhenti berlari? Ku harap kau mengerti mengapa ku tak ada di sisi. Waktuku muda, tak semua mudah. Bila ku tua, ku harap aku bertuah. Punya wanita yang baik di rumah, yang bisa bersatu kala kita berdua. Bukan pelukis tapi hari ku warnai. Tak perlu barcode walau ingin dihargai. Memang hartaku tiada berlebih, tapi ibu bilang usaha tanpa letih. Walau hidupmu tak seindah mereka, jangan masinis macam supir kereta. Cari harta jangan lupa kebaikan. Bagaikan cek kewajiban harus ditunaikan. Ku coba buatmu bangga dengan ambil langkah yang langka. Hidup bagai ular tangga, naik dan turun, lari dan merangkak.
Lelah tapi tak menyerah. Ku pakai dasiku di keran. Biarkanlah aku bekerja hingga senja bertemu senja.
Ku harap kau
mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti. Menanti, menanti, sabarlah kau menanti. Mengerti, mengerti, ku harap kau mengerti. Menanti, menanti,
sabarlah kau nanti.
Dana yang berlimpah macam ibu kota Peru, mobil ada lima. Cari wanita mirip Adriana Lima. Ini hutan konkret, siapa jadi raja rimba? Setiap orang di sini perlu makan. Masalah lebih kompleks dari perumahan. Ingin sukses, semua putar otak. Tak perlu pakai heels, tapi semua berhak. Uang bagai gas, sama-sama ditabung. Macam sinetron, hidup harus bersambung. Gaji tak dikantung, makanan tak masuk ke usus sebab harga melambung. Dambakan hidup tanpa stres, hari-hari lebih manis dari janji capres. Dambakan hidup tanpa stres, hari-hari lebih manis dari janji capres.
Tapi tak menyerah, ku pakai dasiku di kerang. Biarkanlah ku bekerja hingga senja bertemu senja.
Harap kau mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti. Menanti, menanti, sabarlah kau menanti. Mengerti, mengerti, ku harap kau mengerti. Menanti, menanti, sabarlah kau menanti.
Yeah.
Pernah berhenti berlari. Ku harap kau mengerti mengapa ku tak ada di sisi.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto, along with the United States Ambassador to Indonesia, Sung Kim, discussed various matters from improving the trade balance to vaccination through a virtual meeting. The trade value between Indonesia and the United States is currently around $30 billion. Smaller than the bilateral trade between the United States and other Asian countries. Minister Erlangga Hartarto in his statement in Jakarta on Thursday said that Indonesia could increase the value of trade by 2 or 3 times, considering that Indonesia is the largest economy in Asia. There is plenty of room for trade between the two countries. Meanwhile, the United States Ambassador to Indonesia, Sung Kim, hopes that economic relation, including in the fields of trade and investment between the two countries, will continue to grow. There are various investment prospects from U.S. companies that are attracted to Indonesia. In addition, Ambassador Kim stated the United States government expressed concerns over the difficult times faced by Indonesia due to the COVID-19 pandemic and would donate vaccines to help deal with the pandemic in Indonesia. According to Ambassador Sung Kim, the United States government has donated 4 million doses of the Moderna vaccine along with the other technical and medical assistance, as well as oxygen. The Indonesian government also appreciates the support and supply of the Moderna vaccine from the United States. Minister Erlangga Hartarto, who is also the chairman of the Committee for Handling COVID-19 and the National Economic Recovery, further said that vaccine support could help and increase the level of confidence of health workers as frontliners. He added that in serving the community needs for medical care during the pandemic, the government uses health equipment both from within the country and import, supported by relaxation of import duties. The virtual meeting also discussed prospects for renewable energy cooperation. Minister Erlangga also explained that various potential renewable energy resources, such as solar, wind, and geothermal, exist in Indonesia. The government is also encouraging the use of solar panels on several islands, such as Batam and Bintan, through the solar program, to increase the market demand for solar panels. Minister Erlangga emphasized that Indonesia is open to cooperation with the United States to accelerate the transition to renewable energy in Indonesia.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Belahan jiwaku, ku sayang kamu,
ku sayang kamu.
Post Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Lombok Island in West Nusa Tenggara offers many beautiful and amazing beach tourism destinations. One of them is Tanjung Aan Beach. You'll feel different things when you take a walk on this beach because of the texture of the sand, which is not common compared with most other beaches where the beach sand is usually small and fine grains. But on Tanjung Aan Beach, the grains of sand are in large round shapes like pepper, so that the local people call it Pepper Beach or Flower Beach. The beach is surrounded by several hills. You can easily reach the hill to see beautiful beach views from a height. Around this beach, you will see several wooden umbrellas with neat straw as the roof, which is one of the attractions of Tanjung Aan Beach, where you can lie down under the umbrella while enjoying young coconuts that are sold on this beach. On this beach, there is also a restaurant that provides a variety of cuisines from local and other regions. Tanjung Aan Beach is located about 75 kilometers from Mataram City. If you are from Mataram City, you can use a private motor vehicle, which takes approximately 1.5 hours. You can also rent a motorbike or car from Mataram City to reach this beach, because if you use public transportation, it's only wasting time and is quite inconvenient. Besides lying down and relaxing under a thatched umbrella while enjoying the beauty of the beach, visitors can also swim and surf because the waves at Tanjung Aan Beach are not too big. So it is perfect for swimming, snorkeling, and surfing. The right time to surf is in the afternoon because at the time, the sea level will start to rise, making Tanjung Aan Beach the right place for surfing. If you want to spend the night at Tanjung Aan Beach, you can stay at a rotel or hotel house or inn belonging to the local residents. With a rotel, visitors can stay with the house owner and eat together, so that intimacy is formed between visitors and local residents. Each rotel has a different price depending on the facilities offered by the homeowner. And listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩
以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about kesehatan, which means health, so stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Uji Usap COVID-19, which means COVID-19 swab test. This dialogue is between Kevin and Mela on the phone. Kevin asks Mela doubtfully. Let's listen to the conversation.
Mela, apakah ada layanan tes usap untuk karyawan dari kantor kita?
Ada, Kevin. Jika ia mendapat tugas perjalanan dari kantor.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Apakah ada? Apakah ada? Which means, is there any? Layanan tes usap. Layanan tes usap, which means swab test. Untuk karyawan. Untuk karyawan, which means for employees. Dari kantor kita. Dari kantor kita, which means of our office. Jika ia mendapat, which means if he gets. Tugas perjalanan, which means business trip. Siapa, which means who. Siapa yang perlu tes usap, which means who needs swab test. Saya, which means me. Hari ini, which means today. Kantor, which means office. Menyelenggarakan, which means hold. Seluruh karyawan, which means all employees. Hari ini kantor menyelenggarakan tes usap untuk seluruh karyawan. Which means today the office holds swab test for all employees. In the dialogue, you listen to an expression uji usap, which means swab test. It is an expression related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Swab test is done to detect coronavirus. Let's listen to the other examples of using the expression tes usap, which means swab test. If someone asks siapa yang perlu tes usap, which means who needs swab test, you may answer saya, which means me. Hari ini kantor menyelenggarakan tes usap untuk seluruh karyawan. Which means today the office holds swab test for all employees. Oh begitu, which means oh, I see. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Mela, apakah ada layanan tes usap untuk karyawan dari kantor kita?
Ada, Kevin. Jika ia mendapat tugas perjalanan dari kantor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Music Corner for today presents a keroncong song created by Budiman BJ entitled Hanya Satu, sung by Hetty Koes Endang. The song Hanya Satu is a sad keroncong song. This song describes the loyalty of the heart to only one person. There is only one love that sticks in the heart and is full of sincerity. Well, listener, here is Hetty Koes Endang with the keroncong song Hanya Satu. Enjoy!
cintaku padanya.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.